Here to talk to us about the how to design after divorce is renowned interior designer Kara O'Connor. Kara, how are you?
I'm great, Frank. It's great to be back. Nice to see you again.
It's good to see you again. Thanks for coming in. And I know it's not an off topic, but an odd topic to tie design into divorce. But why is it so prevalent?
You know, it's not only an odd-ish topic, it's also a multi-layered topic. So there's there's so much nuance when discussing this subject. I mean, we could be talking about a couple with no children much easier to design for that. And in that capacity, I have had some clients that have gone through that situation, and I really try to make a space in their home. One partner usually leaves the home, and typically the guy. Typically, yeah. The guy finds new dwellings, right? And I have tried to create a new space in the existing home for the wife to make it her own. Maybe it becomes a meditation room or a yoga room, or maybe they're into art and or music, or just a place that's all her own and completely different than what was existing when they were together.
The male typically leaves the situation, and the former wife is left to kind of, you know, create her own space. How are some of the ways she can erase the energy? Because I'm a true believer in lingering energy.
Absolutely. And really reclaiming your home as your own personal sanctuary. And as we all know, it's been said time and time again, paint will do wonders. So a fresh coat of paint is not only the most economical way, but it's also the quickest and easiest way to transform your space. You know, without having to go and purchase all new furnishings and really breaking the bank on it, I think that, again, finding a space that can be reimagined is something that's really personal and will help you grow through this difficult time.
Sure.
We did have one client that we turned it into a meditation and art room for her. So it was pretty cool, and just did a really kind of boho vibe, and we did a bunch of throw pillows on the floor. And
nice.
I got her some of those Sonos speakers in the room so she would have some wonderful meditative music to play, or when she wanted to funk it up for her artwork.
Quite therapeutic what you're doing at the same
absolutely.
Time, because you're, you know, you're not just taking a space transformer, you're actually helping that person get through and cope with the divorce. Now, you know, not every situation is a bad one. I know plenty of people who divorce and they're friends.
Sure.
How about that? Does the design change much in that scenario?
You know, I have had a client where they were co-parenting together. So that's getting into the topic of divorcing with children, which is a whole nother ball of wax. And when designing for divorcees with children, that's something that you really want to take into consideration, that you keep a consistency within both homes, that the children feel like there are systems in place that can help them thrive on a daily basis, like a homework station and certain colors in their rooms, or certain comfort things in their rooms that really make them feel like they're at home in both places. And at the same time, it's nice to kind of differentiate mom and dad's house, or dad and dad's house, or mom and mom's house, by making it kind of special to that person. Because half of the time, or whatever the percentage is, that the children will be out of the home, that's now that adult's place to live, and they might want to start to get back in the dating scene or start to entertain. So it's not just a family home. So there is a balance there with creating a space that is taking an adult into the next chapter, but still very family friendly, and kind of there's a balance there.
Got to be. I mean, because I can imagine, you know, as a kid walking through, all of a sudden they're in daddy's, you know, whatever study, and now the study is a sewing room.
Right.
You know, you got to explain these things to your kids at a certain point.
Right. And, you know, and I think that making a few elements fun for the kids, like, oh, I have bunk beds at dad's house, or a trundle bed at mom's, or I got new wallpaper or something like that, can really help ease the transition and make it fun and sort of give a whole new facelift to their new environment and their new way of life.
Sure. And you actually brought some samples of some of the newer wallpapers out there. What did you bring?
I did. We were kind of talking about some autumn trends that we've been noticing. And one that I am just in love with are these woven woods. And they're not your typical grass cloths from the 70s, right? Mm-hmm. They really have been...
Let me see what you got there.
All right.
Ooh,
take a look
at
here.
That. I love it. So you got like a diamond design with some grays in it. So it's got all the contemporary coloring, same texture as a grass cloth.
Right.
But the patterns are so phenomenal.
So these are really resilient too. You can put these in commercial spaces. You can put them in high traffic areas like stairwells or entryways.
Safe for kids.
They are really cool and fun. You know, they're different. This one is my favorite for families. I just think this is a really fun fabric.
That's a great color. Why don't you describe what we're looking at here?
So we're looking at a wide woven wood. This is from a company called Romo. They're in the Merchandise Mart based out of Ohio. And this is it's called Rainbow, and it's got these woven colors throughout.
It almost looks like recycled, like t-shirts.
Yeah, it kind of does.
You know, like that kind of look where you see it in bags now, and you see it in some baskets, yes. Woven baskets.
I mean, hopefully people will take a look at this on the podcast because it's kind of hard to describe.
Sure, no, and you can go online right now. Jenna will take some pictures. We'll post it on our Instagram.
Them up in 30 seconds.
Yeah. And then you can watch them right now. If you go to WGNradio.com/watch, you could see the show and see exactly what Kara's talking about. What's your specialty? I mean, we're talking divorce design now, but you do a wide variety of design practice. What do you do?
A wide variety. I focus primarily in family design and high-end residential.
Any areas that you don't go to in terms of Illinois?
You know, I've never taken on a full deal commercial project. I think that's a little bit over my head. I admire when I walk into places, I'm like, wow. But
there's teams for all that. I've designed restaurants. It's not just a one-man show.
Oh, I've seen some of your work. It's gorgeous.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We've been focusing so primarily on the male side of things. I don't want to flip the script here because not every situation ends up great for the woman. Sometimes it does, you know.
Sure.
I mean, you read the stories like, oh, she won this in her settlement and she's, you know, got gazillions of dollars that she took from. But it doesn't always work out that way. Now, if the woman, Kara, happens to have the freedom of an empty nest, single, and money... Because budget,
okay.
You know, we talked
okay.
about is, you know, a big right. player in this whole thing. And by the way, folks, we'll open up the phone lines. If you're in this situation, we'd love to hear from you. 312-981-7200 is our number. You can also text in. What did you do in your post-divorce remodel? Did you go crazy? Did you make it all about you? Were you thinking about the family? Did you rid yourself of every essence of your ex? If it was a bad divorce, we want to hear about it. 312-981-7200. But Kara, tell us about it.
So, you know, a great place to start when revamping your space after a divorce would be the bedroom. A lot of people want to get rid of that marital bed, start fresh.
Everything? Like the frame, the whole thing?
You know, again, that's a budget issue, but at least get a new mattress, get some new bedding.
That
maybe,
I agree with.
Yeah, get some new decor, maybe paint your room, maybe add wallpaper if you're, if you're so inclined, and really refresh that space first. I think that's a good place to start.
That could be an awkward conversation. You're in the bed with your new lover, and he asked that question. So is this the same bed that you...
No, in fact, it is not the same bed. I had a wonderful designer come over and help me revamp my space. What if she's like, baby, starting it off.
Well, I had it steam cleaned. Is that good?
Ooh, it's
Does that
still
not count
weird. I think
no?
It'd still be weird. I don't know. I mean, I just feel like I'd lay know. There like, I'd just be looking around and...
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, prior to my marriage many, 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 many years ago, I mean, I dated a woman that was divorced and... I didn't really, I thought about it, but I wasn't vocal about like, is this the same room? Like, is
but
this
you thought
room?
About it.
I definitely sure. thought about it.
I think it's a perfect time to lie, or the only time that you're clear to lie.
But you know what? You could kind of tell, I think, between married decor and single. Wouldn't you say, as an expert too? Like, you can kind of tell.
You know how we are creatures of habit. And so we really get into our daily routines and you start to live a certain way. And I think divorce kind of pulls the veil back and goes, okay, oh, wow, I didn't realize that we've been living like this. And so it's a chance to get a fresh new perspective and a fresh new environment for yourself.
Sure.
So I think that with a new bedroom decor, as we were talking about, do that first before you start dating, maybe. I mean, really, divorce is a very complicated, oftentimes messy, oftentimes very emotionally draining and exhausting process for many. And having your home be your sanctuary is good for all of us, regardless
sure.
of your marital status, but especially for divorcees. I think that that's a nice place to start. Revamp your room. Make it for yourself. Don't make it for your new partner. I think that holding on to certain objects and artwork from your past that hold dear memories and make you happy keep those around and incorporate them into a new environment.
So when you work with a woman who's been through a divorce and she's maybe doesn't have kids, the kids are empty nesters now, you know, she's an empty nester. And,
yeah.
Do they revert back to their, like, college days, 20s, 30s, before marriage, and are they looking for risque, you know, design?
You know, in my experience, I had one client in particular that was exactly in that situation, and had then become remarried and went in the complete opposite direction of what her previous home was. And she went very modern, very sleek, very sophisticated. And it makes sense. It was probably, that's always the style that she had yearned for and kind of desired, but had been not covering it up, but, you know.
Well, you bring up a good point, though. You know, are women or men suppressing their inner style for the benefit of the relationship or others? And what kind of resentment does that cause?
Well, maybe not even just for the other person, but again, the way that you live. If you have children, especially, you're not going to have a very sleek, modern, low sofa. You're going to have a big, comfy thing that's wipeable and can take a beating and, you know.
I know it. I've tried. And you stay away from lighter colors. And I don't even listen to my own advice. I bought my wife, we fell in love with this, like, really deep, cushy, awesome, like, cream-colored sofa. I've cleaned it 52 times with, like, professionally, though.
It's like a giant napkin, essentially.
Pretty much, yeah. It's kind of gross, actually.
I mean, so my husband, I was talking to him about the subject prior to the show, and he had always envisioned having a man cave, and we moved into our new home. Well, his man cave is a big old pile of pink from our two little girls, and he's got a small corner on the side of the room that has his Bears memorabilia and his Babe Ruth picture and his trophies, and his little bar and his little beer fridge. But I imagine that, God forbid, that's not going to happen with my sweet husband. But if he ever got a chance to have design for himself, he would want the big old surround sound man cave pool table space that he's probably always desired. So
and would it make sense that in that concept of repression in the relationship due to design sacrifices, that a room or a portion of a home should be dedicated to whatever you want and whatever I want?
Absolutely, but again, space, finances, children, pets, all these things come into play, but it is nice to set aside somewhere in the home. And maybe it's even your walk-in closet. Like, maybe that's your little sanctuary, or maybe it's you get to pick the bedding and he gets to pick the surround sound, or whatever is a compromise between the two of you. But I think starting in the bedroom, number one, and number two, starting in the kitchen is another place to start.
Which is, you know, in most households, a female dominated area. I mean, I love to cook, so right. We, you know, it's sheer, but mostly my wife still, you know, is cooking all day for the kids, and, you know, she loves to cook. You know, when it comes to, you know, a guy taking over that space for himself in a divorce situation,
right,
what are the right things he should have in there? What are some suggestions you have?
So are we talking single guy or?
Well, we're talking post-divorce.
We're talking a grown man who may or may not want to get back on the dating scene and may or may not be entertaining at his new home. Hopefully he doesn't.
In my mind, I'm thinking of like this like 50-year-old guy who's, you know, good looking, does a decent job, wants to still have a life, date a little bit.
Okay.
Like, this is, you know, the average.
Now you've given me a client profile to work with.
I'm painting you a picture. Go ahead.
I can't just say all men.
Yes.
Okay. So this particular man that you just described, yes, he should have a sophisticated.
Think George Clooney. Like, boom, that's your guy. But not George Clooney.
Do we have George Clooney's budget?
Hello.
And
no.
Can I be the designer?
Let's say modest budget. You know, he's got a, you know, $100,000 a year job.
Okay.
You know, drives a decent car.
Great. Well, let's think about, like, I think that the technical side of design is pretty cool for men. Mm-hmm. I think that having a great set of speakers throughout your home and having surround sound is pretty neat. I think that having some sleeker pieces, some artwork, some sculptural pieces, some investment pieces that really speak to him.
Sure.
Maybe he's a traveler. Maybe we pull some things out from his travels over the years that really make him happy. I mean, at the end of the day, all of our homes should make us happy.
Definitely. We want to hear what makes you guys happy. 312-981-7200. Are you in a post-divorce remodel design? Did you do certain things in the design to bring your attitude and mood to the right place, to attract that? I read this book. You've read this, The Secret, before?
Yes, heard of
okay.
it. Never read it.
There's a portion in the book where they interview this interior designer. She's a feng shui expert. And she was talking about a client who when he went through a divorce, and post-divorce, he decorated his home well, but put all these artwork of, like, nudes and, like, artistic nudes, but they were all just one woman.
Oh,
and they were all turning away from him in the image. So she suggested that the artwork that he has hung in his home, although be it beautiful and expensive, is sending a message of, A, the woman's not looking at him. B, it's just one woman in a scene. She suggested change out the artwork to something that's a little more complimentary to what you're looking for.
Okay.
So he took her advice. He changed out the artwork or painted some paintings of a hillside scene with, you know, a guy and a girl and certain things. And according to the book, I'm just quoting the book, his life changed. He met the girl of his dreams and ended up getting married.
Very cool. Well, that whole book is about what you put out.
Right.
You will get back.
Exactly.
In this faux character that you've given me, this
the George time, Clooney.
The George Clooney client, I would say also it's a nice time to kind of take a look at yourself and say, what am I really interested in? Or what is something I've always wanted to learn? And maybe that's cooking. Maybe that the kitchen becomes your sanctuary and your space, and you invest in some great cookware, and you invest in ingredients and things like that. You can start to have friends or possible dates over and cook for them. And maybe you're into whiskeys or wines or something like that. Or maybe you have a cigar collection. We'll make a cool space for that to display whatever it is that you're into.
Yeah. Hey, Jenna, have you ever dated a guy who's divorced? And no. if you haven't, have you?
No.
Okay. And if you would, are you open to it?
I'm open to just about anything.
Okay. So say you would. Would you be impacted by walking to his apartment and it was styled a certain way or not styled a certain way? Would that affect how you would look at him?
I think it would. I think it says a lot about who you are.
Yeah.
Well, let's say it's nice, but it's not like stylish.
And then it's just kind of like nice where it's like, you know, livable and like functionable kind of nice.
Yeah, he's got a basic,
I mean, it's
like,
okay,
table.
You know, you don't have all that style or that like great taste, like that's fine. But like if I'm walking in and it looks like a frat house, like it's like, ooh,
red flag. Ooh, let's say he's old. Did you date old? Do you date older guys? But what's your cutoff? Like, how old are you?
I'm 24. My cutoff would probably be like 34.
Okay. All right. So say a guy 34, 35, you know, you meet him, you go to his apartment, you know, he's been divorced, married once, looks okay. You know, he's got decent furniture. At that age, if he doesn't have it together the way you want, are you making different decisions about moving forward for him?
Okay. Yeah, because I think it's like, if you're like on that older end and it's like...
Older.
You should have pieces
that...
But yeah, I guess, you know, it's like...
Are adult.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to walk into, you know, if I am seeing a guy and he's, you know,
and this
30.
Is not about being materialistic
by any means.
No,
right. No, like, but I think it's like...
It's more of a personality thing, like, you know...
But I think it says a lot about you, you know?
I agree with you.
I think it says more than, you know, you want to admit or you care to even realize sometimes.
Even if it's not the, you know, ripped out of an Architectural Digest type of environment, I think it still speaks volumes to walk into someone's space and see that they gave a little effort. Like they hung that piece of artwork up. Hey, maybe they got it at a Bed Bath & Beyond or something. But like
but
they tried and it's clean and it's livable and there's thought into the space in which they live. And I think that says a lot.
Right. So minimum, if you're walking away with any great piece of advice, is that. Put an effort into it. If you really want to attract the opposite sex post-divorce, you can't just, you know, dial it in.
Yeah, and even if you want to just heal from your divorce, put some effort into it.
That's it.
Make your
Kara, thank you so much. It's been so much fun. Kara O'Connor, how can people get a hold of you?
You can find me on Instagram at Kara O'Connor Interiors. You can find me on my website, www.kocinteriors.com. And I'm also on Facebook at Kara O'Connor Interiors.